Blog Talk Radio.
Make no difference what you're going through. You're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head up. Put a smile on.
A blessing with your name on it. Receive it, receive it, receive it. God has a blessing with your name on it. I say, is there anything too hard for God? Come on, come on, come on, come on in. I'm telling you, God's trying to get you to take the land. The blessing has your name on it. Amen. It is your blessing with your name on it. I won't be before you long, but I wanted to deliver this word to you because God is saying on this Memorial Day weekend, take time, Glenn. It's time to take the land. It's time to take back what the enemy has stolen. It's time to be refreshed, renewed, and restored in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, we can go in and take the land because of God's promises. And God's promises is yes, hallelujah, and amen. His promises are yes and amen. So it's time to take the land. It's time to take the land. I'm going to be coming to you from Joshua, first chapter, verses 1 through 9. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for this time with you. We thank you for this glorious day. We thank you for the week. We thank you for the weeks to come. We thank you for how you continue to use us, Lord God. And it's all for your glory. So, Father, as we come before you this day, we ask you, Lord God, to calm our spirits, to ease our minds, to cause us to see things from the spiritual realm, Lord God, so we can move by your power and your anointing and to destroy every yoke, everything that's not like you, that's coming against our destiny, that's coming against our health, that's coming against our mind in the name of Jesus. Father, we take the land in the spirit, and we thank you, Father, that you are with us. You said you will never leave us nor forsake us. In the mighty, 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 matchless, 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 wonderful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. For there is nothing too hard for God. Say that to yourself. Is there anything too hard for God? I'll tell you the answer. And the answer is, there's nothing too hard for God. Amen, amen, amen. And the Bible says in Joshua, I'm coming from Joshua. Joshua, the first chapter, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 9. And I want to encourage you to put yourself in the reading. Now the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people unto the land, which I do give to them, even the children of Israel, every place that the soles of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and to Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. I want you to hear this. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Listen what the Lord is saying. He said, be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper wheresoever thou goest. This book is of the law, shall not depart out of their mouth, but thou shalt meditate therefore day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thou God is with thee. Listen, the Lord thou God is with thee wherever thou goest. Wherever thou goest, the Lord thou God is with thee. God has a blessing with your name on it. Listen, God has a blessing with your name on it. So I want you to receive that today. Listen.
Makes no difference what you're going through. You're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head up. Put a smile on your face. This is another test. He's gonna last always. So get ready.
Get ready
for your blessing.
Just keep holding on. Just keep holding on, because God has a blessing with your name on it. If you believe it, if you believe it, if you believe that God has a blessing with your name on it, I want you to begin to claim it. I want you to begin to stand on it. God told me to tell you today that it's time to take the land in the power of God. It's time to move forward. It's time to go back and get your stuff. Amen. Just know that God has not forgotten about the promises that he has made to us. God has not forgotten about your destiny. God has not forgotten about the challenges that you had to go through. Let me just tell you, I'm going to do an illustration. And the Lord put this in my spirit. A hurricane has struck. People was hurling together, hiding. And all the intercessors was praying, the pastors, everybody was praying great oratorical effect in the midst of this violent storm, this violent hurricane. People was getting to cry out and was praying and sending up Judah. And they, God said, I'm going to send you my spirit. He said, I'm going to send you my spirit so that you can walk in the spirit. And then he said, I'm a spirit, and I need you to worship me in the spirit. Listen, there is nothing too high for God. God liked the challenges. God liked these things that are happening in the land, because it gives his people who are called by his name an opportunity to take the land. I want to tell you something that Maya Angelou said, and it stuck with my spirit. The woman of God said, every storm will run out of rain. It won't last always. It will not last always. This too shall pass. So begin to see over the storm, over the situation. Begin to see the ceasing of the hurricane. Begin to see the ceasing of the problem. Begin to see the victory in the storm. God said, get ready. This is a week I prophesy to you today. This is a week that God is going to use you in a mighty way to calm some storms. God is going to use you in a mighty way to overcome all of those things that others have not been overcoming in their faith. It's going to be an overcoming faith. Amen. God sent us the Spirit of the Holy Ghost to live and to dwell in us. Why? Because he knew that we was going to need the Spirit of God. Can you just embrace that the Spirit of the living God lives inside of you? Just embrace that, that the Spirit of God is actually living inside of you. And God is speaking directly to you through his Spirit. I want you to get it. See, the vision of kingdom builders that God has given us is kind of like the children of Israel under Joshua. Under Joshua. See, we've been living in tents too long, and it's time to go in. Somebody just say hallelujah. It's time to go in and take the land. What do you mean, take the land? What do you mean? See, I believe that we can take the land that God has promised us because the Spirit of the living God is living inside of us. See, God is a spirit. There's neither male nor female in the spiritual realm. Hallelujah. So we walk in the Spirit. And God, all God sees is the blood of Jesus over us. Guess what? The blood of Jesus still speaks. The blood of Jesus still works. And the blood of Jesus is filtrating everybody that's willing to make themselves available to the things of God. So I believe that we can take the land because of God's promises. Oh, yes. And as I was in meditation, I heard the Lord said, we can take the land because of God's challenge. We can take the land because of God's command. Amen. And I read to you Joshua 1, chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. See, we can go in and we can take the land because God said we can. Not because of our strength, not because of our power, not because of any other direction other than the direction of the Holy Spirit. God said, get ready. Get ready for the manifestation of everything he has promised you. Because you've been faithful over a few things. He said, I'm going to make you ruler over many. And in the process, God said, I'm going to cause everything that's connected to you to be saturated spiritual blessings. Get ready to transition. Get ready. We can take the land because of God's promises. So first, I want to tell you some things that we must do. And if you'll keep your Bibles open to Joshua, let's go to the first chapter. And we're going to read again verses 1 through 5. Because we must stand on this. We must stand on the promises. We must stand on what God is saying. Listen what he's saying. 1 through 5, he said, now, after the death of Moses, the servant of God, the servant of the Lord, it passed. So after old things have passed away, and all things have become new. Then the Lord spoke unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, listen, he said, Moses, my servant, is dead. So everything in the past is over with. It's dead. It's a dead thing. Don't try to raise up those dead things. He said, now therefore, arise. Come on, get up. He said, I need you to get up. Not literally in your physical body, but in your spiritual realm. In the spiritual realm, in your mind, in your thought. He wants you to rise up. And this is the part I like. He said, go over this Jordan. Listen, go over this mountain. Go over and get ready to take the land. Thou and all my people. So not only you, but everything that's connected to you. That would be your seed, your children, your family, everything that concerns you, everything that's connected to you. He said, and all these this people unto the land which I give to them. It's already yours. He have already given you everything that you need. He said, even to the children of Israel. So we have to begin to see this as though it has already taken its course. As intercessors, we have to begin to see what's in the morning before it's printed, before it's pressed up, before it's distributed. Why? Because God wants us to be able to be what? Proactive. God wants us to be able to see something before something is said. Amen. I want you to tap in. Listen what it says on the third verse. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon. He said, that have I. He didn't say give you. Listen what he said. I have given. I have given you. So we're stuck trying to plan and make preparation, but God had already given it to you. I have given it unto you as I said unto Moses. I want you to begin to see what God have already given you. The third verse, for the wilderness in this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates. And then he said, and all the land of the Hittites. Listen, the Hittites, there's nothing. I can't say it enough. There's nothing too hard for God. I want to increase your faith today. I want to encourage you to strap up your boots, girdle up your loins, put on the helmet, put on the shield. Come on, get ready. Because God has a blessing with your name on it. He has already prepared it for you. He said, because you are delighting yourself in me. He said, I want to give you the desires of your heart. But guess what? God wants us to prepare ourselves to go take the land. Stop murmuring. Stop complaining. Stop talking about the current event, what's going on right now. God said, I want you to see the end of the thing, because at the end of the book, it says what? Amen. Truly, truly. So God is saying he want to give you all of that, and even the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. I want you to receive that in your spirit. Because the Lord said to me, I'm about to build and I'm about to give them more than enough. I'm putting favor on you. I dare you to go out and take it. I dare you to go out and get your stuff. Let me read verse 5. And as Evangelist Tammy was talking on Friday evening, And she made mention to, we belong to God. And when you belong to your daddy, all this stuff is yours, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. It's not so much about material things, but it's about you knowing what's yours. The promises of God is yes and amen. Listen what verse 5 says. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, hallelujah, so shall I be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. These are our promises. These are promises. The promises of God is yes and amen. These are God challenging us. Go get yourself. Stop making excuses. When you hear an excuse, identify it and just say excuse. Almost like when the lepers had to announce themselves, leopard! They had to identify themselves. So whenever you hear an excuse, identify it. Excuse! See, God wants us to walk in his commands, in his promises. Amen? And listen, we can go in and take the land because of God's promises. We can go in and take the land by decreeing and declaring. We can take back our children out of the enemy's mouth, the land. We can take back all of that unforgiveness that we battle with, the land. We can take it back. Our mental health, the land, take it back. Listen, let us be free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Let's see the sea. I want you to just see this. There go the Israelites. And they were on their way to the promised land. And the leader, Moses, he's dead. So he was leading. But now he's gone. But you're on your way. But the leadership is gone. They had been in the wilderness for 40 years. And they are now, they almost at the promised land. They're almost there. Oh, they could just almost taste it. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Because even though Moses was leading in the natural, God was leading in the spirit. See, Moses was dead. So what's next? You know, where do we go from here? You know, everything that we was leaning on, we can't lean on it anymore. It's gone. Every voice that was speaking in our ear is gone now. Now, where do we go? What do we do? We're almost there. We can see it. We can see the promised land, but we have no direction. We don't have the will to get there. Because Moses did. See, it was at that time that the Lord came to Joshua. He always have a ram in the bush. And I want you to look for the ram. Because God put a ram in the bush in our situations. So there goes Joshua. He came to Joshua. And he told Joshua, he said, Moses, my servant, is dead. He said, now then, you, I'm talking about you, and everything connected to you, all of these people, get ready. Get ready to cross the Jordan River. Now listen, first Joshua had no choice. He had to follow in Moses' footsteps. He is referred to by the Lord himself as Moses, my servant. Are you a servant? Or are you beyond that? See, first we have to be a servant. We have to have the attitude to serve, not to be served, but to serve. The greatest among thee, hallelujah, is the servant. So he said, now Moses, my servant, he's dead. And there were only two other people in the Old Testament who carried that title. I already know you know. Abraham and then David. Amen. Now it is to Joshua. Moses, I could imagine, was a hard act to follow. You know how some preachers preach and you coming up behind them and then your flesh said, wow, hard act to follow. Or you're praying and another person just finished praying and your carnal mind, your natural mind saying, oh, I don't want to go behind him or I don't want to go behind her. I could imagine that Moses was a hard act to follow. But however, he was also given that tremendous task. You've been charged. Charged to keep on keeping on. They go to promised land. You got to cross over Jordan. It's right there. You've been given the task of leading the people across the Jordan into the promised land. Jordan is here, and they go to promised land. Just one more mountain to tear down. One more hill to move. One more mountain. You don't have to climb it. Command it to move. So here we go. See, this was indeed a task for Joshua. It's a task for you. Think about the many things that you encounter throughout the week and how we attack it without tapping in to the spiritual realm, without tapping in to get God direction, without tapping in to hear the voice of God. We attack it. These were the Jordan. It was formed as a barrier that was indeed able to be moved. So you see the mountain, you see the Jordan, and then you tap in to get the answer. See, it runs deep. When you don't have to lift a hand to command Jordan to be moved. Jordan must have felt ill when God's people was preparing for what God was calling them to do. You know, I believe the trees, just the nature, is connected to the will of God. I believe every tree, every mountain, every hill, every valley is connected in some way, shape, form, or fashion to the will of God. There's nothing too hard for God. So God allowed these things to be in our way so we can, what, get his way. See, in many ways, I know exactly how Joshua probably felt. You know, Joshua probably felt ill-prepared for what God was calling him to do. The same with us. You know, sometimes We might feel like, I don't have time to do that. We might feel like, I'm not able to do that. And we don't realize that the Lord is putting this chore before us, and it's not an option in order to get to and through to the promised land. But we don't see that the Lord has literally put this in front of us like he did Joshua as an assignment, a mandate, so he can get the glory out of our life and everything that he's given us so we can give it back to him. Amen? So when God makes promises, it is that it's already that happened. I want you to rest assured. Is it going to happen? No. It has already happened in the spirit. We just have to bring it together in the natural. He said, as I was with your parents and your grandparents and your ancestors, he said, so will I be with you. He said, I'll not leave you. I will not forsake you. How much more can you ask for? God said, I got you. I'm with you. You make one step, but I need you to make that step. I don't care if it's a baby step. I need you to make that step toward the promised land. I need you to take the land. I need you to take back your health, your mind, your spirit. I need you to take it back. I need you to take back your life. See, it's time to stop worrying about obstacles. It's time to stop worrying about giants and limitations. It's time. It's time to stop worrying about problems. It's time to stop worrying about other people's situations. It's time. Because God has work for you to do. Amen? Yes. When God make you a promise, it is that the manifestation has already happened. Connect your faith to make it happen in the natural. The Lord's words in this scripture, it implies that Joshua would face opposition. I tell you, you're going to face some opposition. But that opposition, it'll come to naught. It'll come to nothing. It'll disappear like the rain. Every storm has just a certain amount of rain. Every hurricane, just a certain amount of wind. Pass over. Stand on God's promises. See, your days, your future, your lot, it's bright. It is as bright as the promises of God. You know, I was reading in Numbers chapter 13, and I was reading about Caleb. Just in verse 30 where the Bible was saying, then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, we should go up and take the possession of the land, for we can certainly do it. I'll ask you this question. The people that you surround yourself with, your day-to-day activity, your phone conversations, your lunch dates, your dinner plans, others that tell you, you can do it. You can take the land. And guess what? And I'll help you. See, God used people. And God will assign people to you that will help you go get your stuff. And then those angels that's been given charge over you, command them to do the work because they've been given charge to go do what you send them out to do. Amen? See, we don't need to be like a spy who came back and said, didn't you see the size of those giants? We don't need that. See, what we need is Caleb and Joshua, who said, don't you see the size of those big juicy grapes? Don't you see what you're about to get? See, I don't know about you. I don't know. But I know about me. And I know I believe that God is saying for us, it's time to take the land. It's time to take back what the enemy has stolen. It's time to put no limits on God. It's time to rejoice and see, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. It's time to start believing that God wants land. See, we can take the land, not because we're a great leader, you know, not because you're a great follower. It's because we serve a big God. We serve a big God that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think or ask. But this is the part that you're connected to, according to the power that works within you. So guess what? God is all that. But what about the power of God that's working in you? See, we must take it up. Take up that power. Be strong. Be courageous. But faith. That faith to make you look crazy. See, the Lord, he was telling Joshua to be strong. So I serve you this notice today. Here's the letter. Be strong and be courageous. And when I was reading that phrase, be strong, in the Hebrew, my study guide, in my workbook, become strong. That's what it said. Become strong. See, most often the word is used for strength in the battle. And then the word courageous. I was reading it. It means to be strong-hearted and determined in your mind to make it happen. See, the enemy gives us anxiety. He make us feel inadequate. He make us fearful. We be in despair that we're not going to overcome or we're going to be replaced. Or, you know, he take our confidence and he try to beat it up and make us feel condemned. But I want you to realize that God has a power that will rest inside of us. And according to the power that worketh in you, there's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing for you to be afraid of. So in closing, I want to say to you today, be strong, be courageous, be afraid or dismayed, because the king of Assyria and the army with him, for there is a greater power than them in us. I want you to get it. Joshua had no need to be intimidated, had no need to be afraid, because he was now moving in the anointing of God. The Lord is challenging you today as he challenged Joshua to lay aside all of those thoughts, all of those attitudes that's holding you strong, that was holding him back and holding the people back. He said, lay aside your fears. Lay aside your worries. Lay aside your inadequacy. Just lay aside your limitations. Lay aside all that hurt and that pain and the unforgiveness. Let it go. You know, he was telling him to lay aside all that weight, because you're going to lead these people to the inheritance, to inherit the land that I swore to their forefathers to give them. Amen. Amen. I want you to just step forward and be obedient to when God asks you to do something. It might come in a form of a natural person, and we're so quick to say, well, you know, no, I don't know about that, because there go that word excuse, there go that word leprosy. But be mindful that the Lord used people. So when you're asked to do something, you know, don't come with that, Yeah, but see, it's time for the yeah, but come and gone. It's time to say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, lead me. Yes, Lord, I'll follow. Yes, Lord, tell me. Yes, Lord, I'll go. Yes, Lord, show me. See, the Bible says that perfect love casts out fear. So let's leave our fears and our worries behind, our inadequacies. Let's leave them behind. And let's make a decision to say, yes, Lord. See, we need to begin to totally stand on God's promises. Go ahead and accept God's challenge and follow him. Be careful to obey. And in this season, embrace, it's not my will, but thou will be done. And that's when God's covenant blessings will take you and take me and take us to the promised land. Let's cross over. Let's go there. Let's do all we can while it's day, because night is coming. Take the land. Night is coming, and we won't be able to work. We got to get it while we can. Do it. Do the darn thing. Amen. Just go on and do it. Be a blessing. Don't worry. Be happy. Because God has put favor on you. God has adorned you as his bride. When he sent Jesus to die on the cross, it was so we can do the work of the work of him that sent us. We are the sent ones. Amen. I want to encourage everyone on the line today that if you need to connect yourself with people that understands that we are marching up the King's Highway, we don't have time for complaints. We don't have time for excuses. We have to cross over it, step over it. Step over that Jordan. That Jordan River, you know, just command it to move in Jesus' name. No more excuses. Amen. God is trying to tell you something. He sent Jesus that we might be free. He sent Jesus so that we're not walking in condemnation. All that stuff is old, out the window. Jesus set us free when he died upon the cross. And guess what? He didn't stay dead. He didn't stay dead. And we're not dead. Move forward. Amen, amen, amen. And if you like what we're doing, we want to encourage you to sow into the ministry so we can bring forth our plays and our classes and all of the ministries that's connected to us, Kingdom Builders Development Institute. We want to be a blessing. We ask you to partner with us. Sow into the ministry once a month as a partnership seed. So as we go and take that Jordan River down, your seed will be part of the victory. Amen. We're blessed here to be a blessing. We sow into other ministries, other pastors, leadership, the fivefold. That's our assignment. When we watch them manifest, watch them become what God has called them to become, you're sowing into good grounds. You can go to www.giveify.com, or you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI. Click on the link and sow into the ministry. Be a partner with us. Our website is www.kbdi.com. It is, I think it's being published as I speak, I believe. But it'll be there. within the next 24 hours or so, you can sow into the ministry and become a partner. And then when we have our conferences, come join with us. We want to sow into you. We want to take all the gifts and sow into one another so that we can be what God called us to be. Amen. We want to thank you for tuning in. Thank you for hiding yourself behind the cross. Join us for our five-day-a-week prayer line. You can go to our prayer line at, you can call us, I'm sorry, on the prayer line. You can look on the link and get the post for our prayer line. You can click on it and you can call in. Our prayer code is the word prayer works. Amen. I just want to encourage you, stay connected to the vine. So, and embrace that God is changing your story. That's what he's doing. He's changing your story, and he's trying to tell you something. Amen, amen, amen. Embrace what God is doing and move forward in the things of the kingdom. Take the land. I want to say God bless you, God love you, and God want to use you for his glory. Well, Father, we thank you right now for what you're doing. My listeners, all your people, hear your voice, and a stranger, they will not follow. That we will walk in the Spirit, and we'll walk by faith, and mountains will be moved because you're living in us. You're residing in us, and you're taking the land as you will to do. So, Father, we surrender all to you, and we say to God's people, go get your blessing. It got your name on it. We say this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Enjoy your weekend. Tell somebody about the Lord. Tell somebody that they need Jesus. God is changing your story. We say God bless everyone. We love you. We love you. We love you. Have a blessed, supernatural rest of your day. God bless you all.